This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
Absolutely wonderful two-piece Judas Priest tribute that came out back in the late 90s. Legends of Metal tribute to Judas Priest, this particular one. This is Heaven's Gate, the Sentinel, of course. And welcome, this, ladies and gentlemen, is House of Noise. Oh yeah, there we go, my name is Max. Welcome to the show every Thursday here on metalradio.co.nz, House of Noise, bringing you a whole bunch of really cool fucking heavy metal. So don't go anywhere for the next 12 songs you're stuck with me. I will tell you about what's happening in the show in just a few minutes, literally 3 minutes and 24 seconds. And in meantime, let's go! So the beginning, most important part, and welcome everybody, metalradio.co.nz. What's going on with my microphone there? I don't really fucking know, to be honest with you, but nevertheless, hey, are we okay? Knock knock, hey, yeah, sounds alright. Anyway, welcome to the show, boys and girls, House of Noise here on metalradio.co.nz. My name is Max. That was Axis, wonderful German band. I'm a long time fan of these people, and this one is from 1995, methods of survival, as many bands back in those times, Axis went through this, well, I wouldn't say alternative vibe, but slightly changing the direction, and still put out a couple of really cool albums in 95, this one, Matters of Survival, and in 1997, I think, Voodoo Vibes album, which was even more sort of kind of alternative, and then they came back to traditional hard rock, heavy metal, and which they keep on doing up until now, so good on them. Great band, great people. I had pleasure of interviewing the singer a few years back, and they're absolutely wonderful individuals, so good shit. On the show tonight, well, first of all, welcome everybody from all over the world, my United Abominations, Israel, Australia, United States, Austria, Spain, Poland, United States, Denmark, Germany, Belgium, France, Serbia, Mexico, hello, hey, Mexico, more Germany, of course, New Zealand, hello, New Zealand, how are you guys doing? Bloody hot out here, honestly, it is fucking next level, 27 degrees right now, I am sweating my nuts off, still cool, right on, good shit. Just to remind you before we move further, House of Noise, N-O-I-Z-Z, House of Noise on Facebook is our page. Go like our page and our posts, and Bron the Wicked, the Minister of Online Defense for our show, is out there looking after our online well-being and managing you little bastards, making sure that you don't do anything stupid, all right? So, actually, right before Heaven's Gate with the Sentinel, the beginning of the show, there was some Slaughter to Prevail, and Bron the Wicked is a big fan of those guys, so hope you enjoyed that. Good shit. If you want to get in touch and request some music, of course, Facebook page is the easiest way to do so. Also, you can email me, houseofnoise@gmail.com. Requests are welcome. I try to do them as much as I can. And lots of music tonight, like, for example, this lot, good old Witchery, Restless and Dead. The Reaper on the House of Noise.
Yeah. This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
There we go. I don't know why, guys, but this guy reminds me of Jim Morrison for some reason. I don't know. It's not exactly a copy or anything like that, but got those certain notes in his voice that Jim Morrison did back in the day. Anyway, a beautiful, beautiful band called Circus of Power, and the self-titled one, Motto, is the name of the track. Check them out. They got something about it. It goes really well in this hot, hot New Zealand evening. We are in New Zealand, but nevertheless, once again, thank you for joining us. Mexico, France, Australia, more people. That's good shit. There we go. I promised you some news tonight. Unfortunately, none of them are actually any good, so I'm gonna leave the news on for later, and just gonna blast some music because I've been listening. I don't know, it's hot, and for some reason I'm actually leaning towards cold music this time of year. I don't know why. I read an article just recently somewhere online about best songs to make cold winter even colder. Well, I'm wondering if you listen to these songs in hot summer, would it make the hot summer cooler? so it's like a little more bearable. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Hit me up. House of Noise Radio out there on Facebook. Meanwhile, this is the band that I really, really been enjoying lately. They are called, they're from Sweden, and they are called Night Crowned. They just released a new album called Tales, and I played a track off it, I think not last week, but I think the week before. Doesn't really matter. I'm gonna jump back to the previous album from these people, alright? It's called Hadanfart, which is, if memory serves, in Swedish, means the parting. And the first track, anyway, it's something like Pale Night or something. I don't know, my Swedish is very rusty right now, but nevertheless, check them out. Night Crowned is the name of this band. They are fucking awesome.
Come on, man. Hello, guys and girls out there in New Zealand. This is Kai Hansen from Gamma Ray, and you're listening to the House of Noise.
okay? One, two, one, two, hey, it's a... That was not even a small city. Not a universe, okay? So let's try to reach the universe. You ready? I can fucking hear you. You ready? Much better. One, two, one, two. It's a... Acceptable, but not good.
Very good.
One, two, one, two.
There we go, there we go. Gamma Ray here and Heavy Metal Universe live version of it. It's a beautiful little piece of work called Skeletons in the Closet, the live double CD from Gamma Ray. And tragic news for all of us, boys and girls. Henny Richter, the guitarist of Gamma Ray, has been hit by a bus. Well, not really by a bus. He's been hit by a car. He's not dead, all right? So that's good news, all right? Good news. He's not dead, but he is in serious condition in hospital. So all the best to Henio, and quick recovery, honestly. He is a great guitarist, a great person, and, you know, over here in House of Noise, we don't wish anything bad to happen to anyone to begin with, let alone one of our favorite guitarists. So hopefully he will be back. In meantime, he is once again, if memory serves, he's being replaced by the guitarist of Rhapsody of Fire and whoever that is nowadays. I don't know, Google it. There. Also, really, really tragic news, and that is, ladies and gentlemen, the passing of James Kotick, the drummer, amazing drummer, fantastic drummer, who played with Kingdom Come and Scorpions and The Union, I think, and quite a few bands there. He passed away on 9th of January. Not sure what happened there. All I know that he struggled with alcohol addiction for quite some time, and you know, been fired from Scorpions for being unable to perform. Really, it's really sad. He was only 61 years old, so still pretty young, actually, you know, comparing to Keith Richards. We gotta play some Kingdom Come. I honestly don't know what to say about this thing, you know. It's sad news. He only done two albums with Kingdom Come, as far as I'm concerned, and this is the second one, called In Your Face. Do You Like It is the name of the song. Kingdom Come here with James Kotick on House of Noise.
Oh. You're listening to House of Noise, and this is Christopher Johnson from Therion speaking.
Here, Ninka Gal and the brand new album from this lot called Leviathan Part 3. The second one was so-so, the first one was fucking awesome. And the third one is really, really good as well. I just got it. I love it. It's really cool stuff. I like this rock and roll sort of kind of leads throughout the whole album. It sounds really, really good. So check it out if you get a chance. Want to welcome all the new arrivals there. France, Mexico, Australia, Peru, Singapore, South Africa. Hello, South Africa. Jesus Christ, long way off. Some more Australia, Spain, Belgium. I can see you people. Welcome to the show and thank you for tuning in. Now, last week, I was meaning to play this, all right, and I completely forgot. I just left it buried underneath the whole pile of CDs there, and I dug it up, and I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot about this. This is the band called Axon Star. Now, somebody back in the day, back in early 2000, 20 years ago, early 2000s, somebody sent me a promo copy of it, and I listened to it, and I thought, yeah, I can see what they're doing, you know, quite generic, but nevertheless, you know, and I forgot about them. Yep, just like that. However, the new album came out, just came out a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and it's called Chapter 8. So all of a sudden, it turned out that Axon Star have 8 fucking albums to their name. And I thought, oh my god, well, I should give this a listen now, all right? And I did. And you know what? It's still pretty generic, but it is enjoyable fucking listen. It is an enjoyable fucking listen. So, the brand new one from Axon Star, and if you are partial to good god honest power metal, you should be checking this album out, because it's a pretty solid album. You know, it doesn't get boring. Same thing with Twilight Force. I've been talking about it for quite some time, and same thing. You know, it's not a boring album. It's an interesting album to listen to. So here we go. Axon Star, the brand new one called Chapter 8, Heavenly Symphony, here on the House of Noise.
Back in the time when everything was either right or wrong.
There we go. yeah, almost a bit late. Dismember, good old Dismember, just to keep you on, you know, on your toes. Self-titled one, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no more Dismember. So, the last album from this lot, Europa Burns. There's some, again, something I meant to, you know, I'm going to make myself comfortable. There we go. I go through the show, and I go through my shelves full of albums, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, I haven't played this one for a while. Oh, this one. Oh, shit. Haven't played this for a while. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. And I came, always come across some random albums that we haven't listened to for quite some time, and we should be listening to these albums because they're wonderful. I mean, they're on my fucking shelf, all right, so yeah, there we go. And I'm thinking, you know, I should play these, you know, and it kind of piles up, and I end up going through this whole pile of CDs and thinking, you know what, next show I'm gonna play this, like, for example, Axon Star, right before Dismember, completely forgot about them. And also this band. Now, besides Michael Vissera on vocals, who I think, God help me, sang with Yngwie Malmsteen and sang with Metallium. I think he sang with Metallium. And Chris... Was his name Chris? Chris McCarville on bass, who played freaking hell with Dokken, and he played, I think he played with House of Lords as well. Wonderful bassist. The rest of these people, I have no idea who they are. There's John Bruno, amazing fucking guitarist, actually, at that. Jay Mezius on drums. Scott Boland on guitar. I have no idea who these people are. And, you know, I don't mean to blow my own trumpet, but I know shitloads about music. And I have no idea who these people are. But nevertheless, once upon... I'll tell you a story, okay? Once upon a time, back in 2007, there was a band called Obsession, okay? And this band actually released a couple of albums. And I got one of them. And I found it on my shelf, and I thought, fuck, I haven't listened to that for quite some time, actually. And it's a brilliant, brilliant album called Carnival of Lies. I mean, just listen to the guitar work. I mean, I'm not talking about Michael Vissera because he's a fucking fantastic singer. So here it is. Obsession, Carnival of Lies. People, pay attention, all right? New Zealand, I'm on New Zealand. Australia, Thailand, hello. France, Belgium. People, pay attention to this. Go buy a copy. Support the artist, all right? Smoking Gun is the name of this song, Obsession, here in House of Noise.
Just call, is there rocks through my veins? A twist.
Gates of Ishtar, and the very first album from this lot, A Blood Red Path, and of course the cover of Wasp, I Wanna Be Somebody, the very last one on the original album. Well, the one I got, actually I got the reissue of it with some demos and all that kind of thing. This is me for the evening, and one last track tonight. Before I go, I want to say hello to everybody who tuned in tonight. Germany, United States, Denmark, New Zealand, of course, Austria, Israel, France, Australia, Peru, South Africa, Australia, Belgium, France, Thailand, Serbia, Poland, United States, some more United States, some more Australia. Thank you for listening, boys and girls, and thank you for staying with us. I will leave you in very capable hands of our awesome auto DJ here on metalradio.co.nz. If you want to donate some money towards our broadcast, please do so. All the appropriate buttons are right there on the website. So do click it and, you know, I don't know, send us $5 or so. So there you go. And one last track tonight. Something I have not listened to for quite some time. I love these guys. I love them for a long, long time. The Choir Boys, formerly known as the London Choir Boys. Twisted Love is the name of the album, and Midnight Collective. Is that, which one is it? This one? I think. Yeah. Yeah, little bluesy stuff. I will catch you next week. 7 o'clock New Zealand time. Thursday. Metalradio.co.nz. Until then, stay heavy. Stay true. See ya. Bye.
Walk in the park. York when it's dark, you sure see some crazy things. I nearly got arrested for a smile too suggestive when Midnight Collective come to town. Thank you.
This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.